Paul Wolfowitz, who's the Deputy Defense Secretary and has been described as one of the main architects of the attack on Iraq, was in Singapore last June, and in response to an audience question asking why the United States went after Iraq instead of the truly dangerous North Korea, Wolfowitz said, and I'm quoting, "Let's look at it simply. The most important difference between North Korea and Iraq is that economically, we just had no choice in Iraq. The country swims on a sea of oil," unquote.
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part is that, which he knows very well, is that Iraq was completely defenseless, whereas North Korea had a deterrent. The deterrent is not nuclear weapons. The deterrent is massed artillery at the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone, aimed at Seoul, the capital of South Korea, and at American, maybe tens of thousands of American troops right south of the border. And unless the Pentagon can figure out some way of taking out that artillery with precision-guided weapons or something, North Korea has a deterrent. And Iraq had nothing. They knew perfectly well that Iraq was, they knew probably every pocket knife that was in every square inch of Iraq by that time. It was completely destroyed. So that's the second factor. But yeah, the first factor's right. On the other hand, North Korea also has geostrategic significance, which is not unimportant the way the world's shaping up now. It's not so much North Korea itself as its position within Northeast Asia. I mean, the Northeast Asian region is the most dynamic economic region in the world. It includes two major industrial societies, Japan and South Korea, and China's increasing